by Alexandra Mell, local journalism initiative reporter Ha Shilt saw. Despite high prevalence rates of diabetes in First Nation communities, gaps in education and healthcare services prompt diabetes educators to bolster culturally safe, Indigenous-led and accessible services for people with the condition. Matilda Atlio, an Indigenous educator in diabetes for First Nations Health Authority, FNHA, takes every opportunity to educate people about the disease. "I'm aware that there are people that have diabetes and don't even know it," said Atlio. "There's likely a high prevalence of diabetes in First Nations. Just being First Nation, you're at risk," she added. According to Diabetes Canada, due to the intersecting factors of historic colonial policies, barriers in accessing healthy and affordable food, alongside a genetic predisposition for type 2 diabetes, First Nations are at a higher risk in developing the disease. Type 2. While 17.2% of Indigenous people living on reserve are impacted by diabetes, type 1 and 2, the prevalence rate for off-reserve First Nations sits at 12.7%. The national rate is 10%, according to Diabetes Canada. Since last fall, the FNHA has been engaging with First Nation communities on Vancouver Island to develop an island-wide diabetes strategy. "There are a lot of gaps in service, there's that big need," said Atlio. "Even just awareness." Atlio envisions accessible healthcare where First Nation people can access diabetes testing and screening outside of a hospital environment. "They prefer to go to someplace where they feel comfortable," said Atlio. First Nations who are diagnosed with diabetes are not getting the education they need in Western healthcare systems, according to Atlio. "A lot of people are not getting the education, as soon as they're diagnosed, to know what they need to do," she said. "I'd love to see us doing some sort of traveling 0.125 on 0.375 the island to different communities, different regions, and doing screening." Atlio notes that it's important First Nations people have a place to access services where they feel safe and not experience shame or worry about being treated poorly and not be listened to. "People would be so willing to come," said Atlio. "I think it gives them hope, and they say, there are people that really care." Rachel Dickens is a dietitian with the Nuu-Cha Nulth Tribal Council. She echoes Atlio, sharing that when it comes to diabetes information, it can be confusing and hard to access. In May of 2022, 74 Nuu-Cha Nulth representatives gathered with FNA and Island Health to develop a Nuu-Cha Nulth lead approach to diabetes, shared Rachel Dickens, who is Tsimshian of the Laxqualams First Nation. Since then, a committee consisting of Dickens, a Hauzat's traditional food advocate Natanis Dejarle, and the Udushtiku Society's Aaron Riding organized a diabetes retreat with an aim to support families managing the disease while connecting them to traditional foods and ceremony. "As far as we know, diabetes retreats aren't happening," said Dickens. "I think the goal for the retreat is giving the information broadly out to different generations so that this information is within communities," said Dickens. When Dickens reflected on the impact of the retreat, she shared some of the comments made by those in attendance. "I realize my worth, I'm valuable, I need to care for myself," she observed. Some people, 0.125 said. 375, "I've never not had juice for 4 days straight. Or this is the least amount of salt I've eaten. I feel so good." The retreat was held over a period of 4 days, with ceremonies interwoven throughout, said Dickens. Hunters and harvesters provided traditional foods like seal, while an Ahauzat chef prepared meals. "We treated diabetes like a family," said Dickens. "Something a family should kind of understand rather than just the individual." "It's overwhelming and scary," said a Hauzat member Angus Campbell of the learning that comes with a diabetes diagnosis. Campbell doesn't always have the time to read about diabetes, but when Dickens takes the time to sit and talk with him about the disease, it makes a difference. "It took a while before I realized 0.125 Dickens 0.375 was there," said Campbell. "The help that she's been, it seems like it's a different atmosphere. It's just about a pandemic when you have that many people that have diabetes," said Campbell. We need to get people to know it's our eating habits that get us to where we are. Read also, Life-Changing, People with Diabetes Greet Treatment Coverage with Joy.